Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the all-new B Morning Coffee Club at 92.5 WBEE. Good morning.
It was the day before Thanksgiving when Governor Cuomo came to visit to talk to us about COVID-19 and orange zone versus yellow zone and all the updated cases. And during that press conference, there was kind of a little bit of a jab at Dr. Mendoza. And there was a comment from the governor. There was a statement back from Mendoza. And it all got kind of crazy.
Well, then I would say to the health commissioner, you have a 257% increase. Obviously, you haven't figured out what's causing it. And if you have, you haven't stopped it.
Well, I'll tell you who was there right in the middle of it. Jennifer Lukey from Channel 10. She's the investigative reporter, and we have her on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was small. Just me, my husband, and two kids. I had him at Grandma's house.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same all around here, too.
So you were in that press conference. You asked the question that kind of sparked a little bit of a, I'll call it a tiff. I mean, I don't see them going out back and duking it out. But a little tiff between Governor Andrew Cuomo and our beloved Michael Mendoza from the Monroe County Health Department. Can you kind of tell us how that all started in that press conference there?
Sure. I mean, a week before that press conference, we went in the orange zone and we started hearing from a lot of hairstylists, barbers, gym owners who said, hey, we're most impacted by this because we have to close our doors when we have had no cases of spread. So I had asked the governor about it on a phone call last week and he said, well, the national statistics show that that's where it spreads. He kind of blew off the question a bit. So the same day I had an eval with Mike Mendoza and I said, you know, Dr. Mendoza, can you tell me whether we have contact traced any cases back to a gym, a hair salon, or a barbershop? And he said, we have not. Then we did a special on News 10 NBC a couple days later. He doubled down on that. He said, I challenged my team to try and find a case, contact trace back to any of those businesses, and it just hasn't happened. So when the governor came back, I asked him about it again, and I said, hey, listen, you told me on the phone the other day that you're pointing to national statistics, but the whole point of the microcluster zones, and if you followed the governor's press conferences, you know that he keeps saying the microcluster zones are to drill down into the particular areas where the spread is most prevalent and find out why.
Right.
So, you know, I said, if it's not this, then why are they the most impacted? So initially he came back with, they just don't, you know, I mean, you could watch the exchange, just national statistics, CDC, whatever. Then he took another reporter's question. Then he must have been irritated by how he answered my question because he came back to my question on his own without any prompting and just pulled up the numbers for Monroe County and showed how our hospitalization rates had increased like 200-something%. And then he asked me, well, how did that happen then? If it wasn't from this kind of spread, how did it happen? And I just responded that the Dr. Mendoza had talked about how it was indoor gatherings without masks, living room spread, as the governor has been saying, too. And then he just unfortunately kind of went against Dr. Mendoza and, you know, just said, well, he, you know, obviously doesn't know. I mean, you can hear the exchange. Not doesn't know, but he should have, I guess, done more to isolate the spread or find out where it is. So it kind of ended there. And I, afterward, obviously reached right back out to Dr. Mendoza because, you know, no one likes to be called out by the governor on TV that's being taken pretty much across the state. So
now sorry for being ignorant, but is there like a connection between, you know, is Cuomo's Mendoza's boss in some kind of capacity? Is there a hierarchy of some sort there?
No.
No.
Adam Bello essentially is Dr. Mendoza's, I guess, boss, if you will. But Dr. Mendoza was appointed by the last county executive, Cheryl DeNolfo. So basically, he only answers to the county. Now, obviously, Adam Bello, our county executive, answers to the governor on a lot of things just because that's where a lot of our state funding comes from. That's where these testing kits that we're getting come from. So they, you know, are obviously part of the same political party and have, you know, the governor has supported Bello's election and, you know, and in the past. So,
it's interesting.
So there's not a direct boss, but, you know, just the politics of it all would say that typically they would all play nice.
Yeah. I mean, they're all Democrat. They're all on the same side, or, you know, at least that's the filter. But I don't understand it, because I believe that if Andrew Cuomo knew anything about Michael Mendoza, he would see the same kind of dedication and the same kind of work towards this that he sees when he looks in the mirror. I mean, Michael Mendoza's obsession has been keep people safe, keep the numbers down, do everything I can. And to chest him up like that, that really doesn't sit well with me at all. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Mendoza, as you know, isn't one to sort of, you know, get combative with anyone.
Exactly.
I think the governor's a little more aggressive than Dr. Mendoza ever has been. You know, Dr. Mendoza, in his statement, just said what, you know, what they are finding here. Now, we haven't seen actual contact tracing data, but I'm trusting Dr. Mendoza at his word by saying that they have not been able to trace anything back to a gym, a hair salon, or a barbershop. Now, the governor did at one point defer me to his top aide, Melissa DeRosa, who kind of, you know, the governor basically said, we're controlling those because we can. They have state licenses, and that's what we can control because we can't really control living room spread. Melissa elaborated that it's more about just when you're in a community with so much COVID, those are places where it could spread. Not necessarily that it is spreading. Obviously, according to our data, it's not spreading there. But, you know, these are small business owners in our community that have been pounded already, you know, during the first shutdown and then slowly coming back. And gyms and hair salons and barbershops in particular had to put a lot of different safety precautions in place in order to reopen last time around. And now
right.
They hit again. And this time around, these folks, they get unemployment, but they don't get the extra $600. So for a lot of these folks, it's $200 a week, if that.
Mm.
So that's kind of why, you know, I keep pushing the issue, because it's not just I want to go get my hair done. It's these are small business owners in our community who will not be able to survive without something different, you know. So,
well, Jennifer, first of all, I know the vaccine has landed in Chicago officially, like I'm tracking it, like the, like people track Santa on the NORAD. I've been tracking the vaccine. It's in Chicago, everybody, from Belgium.
She's got the Vax track.
O'Hare or Midway?
O'Hare. Don't be ridiculous. This is the vaccine, for God's sakes.
Okay.
And with no disrespect, just to have a little fun here, if they were to say brawl, our Governor Cuomo.
Oh, like a celebrity match?
Dr. Michael Mendoza. Oh. I do take Mendoza to win.
Really?
Because he is so calm and collected.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't see what's coming. Plus, he knows the human body, so he knows all those pressure points.
Pressure points.
Yeah. Like, he would just drop you.
Down goes Andy.
Yeah,
no candy.
He would barely move. He'd put a finger on your neck,
yeah,
and you'd be gone.
I feel like I don't trust the governor to play fair, though. I feel like he'd play a little dirty just because of the accent and because of where he, you know,
street
his
fighting.
Heritage. No offense to the Italians. Yeah. I am one. Well, but, you know, he might make a phone call, kind of do the Tanya Harding kind of move.
He'll let somebody else do his dirty work for him.
Right.
Mendoza can take it. I'm telling you. From all corners. He's got it. So.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for asking the questions for the small business owners, because those, I think, are the most important, and we all can agree there. And we appreciate your time this morning. I know it's busier ever.
Problem.
It's busier than ever for news media and reporters and stuff. And we're happy you had a good Thanksgiving, and we're happy to have you here in Rochester kind of relaying this information to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
great.
You.
Thanks, guys. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.